Now, the Goldbergs. Sammy Goldberg followed Sylvia Allison to South Carolina because he believed her, he trusted her, he loved her, and they were to be married. But the girl Sammy wanted to marry wasn't quite what she appeared to be. Under the character she showed him and her father was another character that her sister Leah and Leah's husband Ed knew only too well. And that character was greedy and ambitious. Now, as Sylvia achieved her ambitions one by one, by getting rid of Ed, who was an old lover of hers, by destroying Leah's faith in Ed and creating the situation for a divorce, by having Leah disinherited by her father, as Sylvia worked these threads to form the pattern she wanted, a thread broke. Leah finally told Sammy the truth about the girl he was going to marry. And Sammy, shocked and humiliated, told Sylvia exactly what he thought of her. Well, right now, it's early the next morning. Harrybell, the maid who knows the whole story, is puttering about the kitchen, wondering just how everything will turn out. Grateful that it's so early that no one is up but herself and the cat.
Look out, Petey. Don't you go upsetting things and waking up the house. I'm glad they all sleep this morning, so I can have a little peace until they wake up and things begin to hum again. Look out, Kitty. Get out from under my feet. Who's there? Mr. Simon?
Yep.
Mr. Simon, you're uptown early, ain't you? Why are you taking your suitcase?
Goodbye, Carabelle.
Mr. Sammy, you ain't just going
to... Goodbye, Carabelle.
Mr. Sammy, Miss Sylvia's just going to die when she hears you going. Does she know you're leaving?
Here's something for yourself for all your trouble.
You ain't been no trouble, Mr. Sammy. Just let me go up to Miss Sylvia and tell her to come down and talk to you. There ain't nothing so bad it can't be straight now. There won't be no happiness for you and Miss Sylvia no more.
Goodbye.
Please, Mr. Sammy, don't do this. Miss Sylvia didn't mean to hurt nobody. It just kept getting worse and worse. Did you tell Miss Allison you're going? He likes you, Mr. Sammy. He's looking forward to this marriage. He keeps saying there ain't nobody in the world like you. Don't be good, Mr. Sammy. There's nothing that's so bad. I know, Miss Sammy, I know since she was a baby, she's always crazy like, always doing things she didn't want to do, but falling in them. She needs someone like you, Mr. Sammy. Someone she likes, someone who'll keep her straight. She was a crazy girl when she went to school. She kept coming home from every school she went to. I know, Miss Sammy, she's got all the good in the world in her, and if you only give her a chance. Mr. Sammy, please, Mr. Sammy. I know she didn't mean to think what she was doing. It's wrong, Mr. Sammy, getting up and leaving this way. Just let me call her. Get out of my feet, kid. I ain't got no play in me now.
The door closes, and Sammy's gone. One thought rides his mind like an obsession. To get away from Sylvia and her house and family. To free himself of it. All during the night, the facts of Sylvia's immense deception came back to his mind again and again. And his desire to escape and forget were the only desires he had left. And now, Sammy's gone. Meanwhile, unknown to him, his family is at the very edge of town. Car full of last and very hopes, laughing, talking, counting the last few miles that separate them from Sammy and Allison's house.
Oh, Mama, I love riding in the dawning, you know, lovely with the mist and mist all around. Look at the mist, look how you can see the houses nearly behind the mist. Oh, Timor, do you see the tobacco field?
I do.
Yes. Jay, darling, did you saw the tobacco field?
I do, Molly.
Oh, it's wonderful. Lovely, look at that tree, what did the man say when we were staying? Lester, what did he say? That is what's growing on the tree. That Spanish moss. Spanish moss, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Look how beautiful the tree looks with all that, huh? It's like a picture in a picture frame. Hold my hand, Rosa. I'm so nervous. I'm beside myself.
Molly.
Yes.
Molly, what do you think? Should we stop for breakfast or should we go ahead?
We should stop for breakfast or we should go ahead? Oh, yeah, I don't know. How many more miles have we got yet?
Timo, how many more miles?
Less than 20.
Huh?
Less than 20 miles, Molly.
We have less than 20 miles.
Well, Molly, what do you say?
Then, if it's less than 20 miles, so let us die till we get to a nice place. And then we'll get out. It's very early in the morning, to the dawning yet, and it's too early to get to the Allison's house. Everybody will be in bed yet, evidently. So let us stop, and we can wash up, Because, no, look at myself and look at Rosalie, look at you, Jake, and look at Seymour. We'll all wash up nicely and then we'll feel better like this. I feel like a pig in a pig pen.
Just as you say, Molly,
all
darling.
All right, dear.
I told you we would be there before daybreak, almost.
Oh, Jake, darling, I see you're nervous here. I see you're very nervous. Let Seymour drive, huh?
Molly, please. I drove over 700 miles without a mishap. Trust me for 20 more miles.
Oh, Mama, you trust on it 20 more miles.
So am I. I hope I'm not going to be superfluous. Introduce me as a second cousin.
Don't worry, Seymour, dear. I'll introduce you as a first cousin. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Just watch the road, Seymour.
I am. There's some place around here now we turn off.
Then what?
Wherever we stop off to eat and wash and have breakfast, you'll call Mr. Allison.
You said you wanted to be a surprise.
Well, maybe it's better now that we're here almost and it's so early in the dawning. And maybe it's not good manners.
Well, if we're going to stop, you might as well.
As you will, Molly, dear.
All right, dear.
I was against this surprise business from the very beginning. Yeah,
but Mrs. Goldberg had very good psychological reasons for it. It's all the difference of expecting someone and not expecting them.
Sure.
When you expect people and you want them to think a certain thing, then you can prepare your mind for it.
Sure.
But if you're surprised, then you are what you are and you reveal yourself. Mrs. Goldberg was 100% in accord with
you. Oh, Tamara.
Now, watch the road, Seymour.
I'm really trying to point out that formerly Mrs. Goldberg had a very good reason for surprising
Allison.
But if she now has changed her position, then it would be a very good thing to call up. People make mistakes in their judgment of other people. Personally,
don't be personal and watch the road, Seymour.
I was only going to say
What did that sign say, Seymour?
What sign?
Oh, we passed it.
What sign?
Here's another one. It says, Seaport, slow down a little, Paul.
Slow down a little.
Well, what does it say? What does it say?
It says, Greeley's Mill.
Greeley's Mill. That's it.
Huh? Greeley's Mill.
That's it. Greeley's Mill.
How many miles? How many miles?
Eighteen.
All right, Jake, not so fast.
Now, don't worry.
Not so fast.
You're going fast, Mrs. Goldberg.
For me, it's fast. Jake.
Now, Molly, do you want to get there?
Yes, Jake, but...
Do you want to see Sammy?
I want to see Sammy, Jake.
I'm watching the speedometer, Mrs. Goldberg.
Seymour, please.
We're living in an age of speed. Do you realize how much longer a person lives? How much more life he has?
Not so fast.
In 24 hours, we could be around the world.
But what do you see?
What do you see? Well, everything. In the old days, before the days of speed and invention, it would take a whole lifetime just to see some of the things in the world. Take Columbus, for instance.
Yeah.
When he discovered America, he spent months and months, and even then he didn't make it all together. But today, for instance, suppose I wanted to discover America.
Yeah.
I would merely get aboard an airplane and fly over in one night. If we had to discover the world all over again, we could do it in a few weeks instead of in thousands of years. Nowadays, a person lives 20 lives in a lifetime. And speed is the thing that did it. A person who's afraid of speed is a brake on a wheel of progress.
Surely.
If you needed one way to sum up modern life, it would be speed is progress. Speed is advancement. Speed is speed.
Papa, darling, has a railroad crossing has a train.
Don't worry.
It's a cinch you can make it, Mr. Goldberg.
Drake, slow down.
Papa, darling.
Quiet. I know what I'm doing. Didn't I told you we'll make it?
But Jake needn't have been in such a hurry to get to Allison because Sammy is left. What will Sylvia have to say when the Goldbergs arrive and make that discovery?